2 Corinthians 13:5 Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye, not your own selves, how that Yahushua HaMashiach, whom they call Jesus Christ, is in you except ye be reprobates. It is critical to examine yourself daily because we are easily distracted by others' behavior. Once you start focusing or paying more attention to your brother's or sister's sins, the next thing you know you are starting to become puff up. Then you are starting comparing your walk with theirs. You are now finding faults and commenting on everything they are doing wrong. You are becoming critical of everything that your brothers or sisters are doing and sometimes rejoicing that you're not like them. Forgetting what Yahushua said in Luke 6:41, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay not attention to the plank in your own eye? All of a sudden you become self-righteous and feel that you're better than everyone else. You become so arrogant and boasting yourselves, causing you to sin and forgetting we all fall short of Yah's glory each day. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahuwah. Luke 18:11-14, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahuwah, I thank thee, that I am not as other men are, extortionist, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahuwah, be merciful to me a sinner. What happened is the Pharisee was too busy looking at other people's sins rather than his own. He was so busy keeping score of what he's done instead of being humbled. When you have this kind of attitude like the Pharisee exalting yourself, Yah will abase you. Some of us found ourselves behaving like the Pharisee and don't even realize it. This is a dangerous zone to find yourself. I was once like the Pharisee 20 years ago. I used to feel like I was better than people who weren't Christians or in the body of Christ. I used to pray telling Yah, God, that I paid my tithes, I'm in church more than 3 times a week, I was involved in church as if Yah didn't know. I didn't see the arrogance in my prayer. I couldn't see how disgusting my attitudes were and yes, Yah, God, abase me. I had to eat few humble pies until my eyes were opened. I'm still learning to be humbled. I'm still learning to examine myself daily because it is easy to become distracted. I'm still learning how to forgive so that I can receive forgiveness. Believe me, I've read the scriptures but it wasn't clicking. Yahuwah had to open my eyes so I could see how sick I was spiritually. I'm not there yet because it is a learning process. With all that said, is it easy to examine ourselves daily? No, because it's a daily struggle with the flesh. You are more likely to see your brother's or sister's sins than your own. It is easier to talk about someone else's wrongdoing than your own wrongdoing. It is easier to put someone else's sins on full blast than to put all the skeletons in your closets out. It is easy to see the speck in your brother's eye than to see the beam sticking out your eye. You are more likely to find ways to justify your sins but not your brother's or sister's. Some of us read the verses daily, but we don't take heed of them. If anything, we should be more critical of our own walk with Yah than anyone else should. Because at the end of the day, guess who will be giving account for your soul when you give your last breath? It's you, not your mother, father, pastor, brothers or sisters. Romans 14:12. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to Yahuwah. You can't examine yourself if you're so busy comparing your walk with other people. When you start comparing, that's self-edifying. Your job is to evaluate the fruits you're producing. You should be asking yourself daily what type of fruits you're producing. Is it the fruit of spirit or fruit of darkness, the flesh? Are you carefully judging yourself with a magnifying glass? Matthew 7:1-3 Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eyes? Corinthians 11:30-32 For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of Yahuwah, that we should not be condemned with the world. Do you see this? To retract verse 30, it says that many are weak and sickly among you and many are asleep. Another thing you need to understand is that not all of us are moving at the same pace in Yah, God. Like the verse says, many are weak and sickly spiritually and many are still asleep. Therefore, your walk with Yahuwah and the level of understanding that you have will be different from others because we are not all at the same level. Again, You should worry about your walk and how you're living before Yahuwah, because salvation is personal. Your job is to make sure that you are producing good fruit of repentance. Matthew 7:19-20 Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. When you examine yourself daily, you will not fall into the devil's trap except ye be reprobate. What is reprobate? A person that is unprincipled, immoral, wicked, or unable to repent. If you find yourself at this stage, you're hopeless. That's why we all need to pray daily like the publican in Luke 18:13. You have to acknowledge that you're a sinner and need a Savior. Galatians 5:16-20 talks about the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. You know the two are contrary to one to the other. The works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and they which do such will not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. The reason some of us will miss the mark is that we are too busy worrying about what everyone else is doing. Matthew 7:23 And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Yah, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Yah shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil. With this note I say Shalom.